It's Thursday, June 7th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. World Watch Monitor reports that 800 delegates across India gathered for a conference last month on human rights, marking 4 years of government by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Tamina Arora, director of the rights group ADF India, told the conference that atrocities against Christians increased by 20% last year. Arora said Christians could be beaten for converting Hindus to Christianity or turned into police just for praying. Arora also said that of over 240 incidents of persecution reported, police only accepted 25 criminal cases. Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." 4 Iranian Christians may be sent to prison any time now after an appeals court upheld their 10-year sentences last month for organizing house churches. Please pray for these Christian men. Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani, Yasser Musyabzada, Sahib Fadeh, and Mohammad Reza Omidi. World Help, a Christian humanitarian group, is working to bring food, medical aid, and hygiene items to families affected by Guatemala's Fuego volcano. The volcano erupted on Sunday, killing an estimated 85 people and injuring hundreds in the country's worst eruption in a century. Rescuers are still searching for 200 missing individuals, as over 12,000 people have now been evacuated. You can give online through their website, worldhelp.net. After Ireland's referendum to legalize abortion, Northern Ireland is the only part of the UK where the murder of unborn babies is illegal in nearly all cases. Over 17,000 people have now signed a petition calling for the British Parliament to not support abortion in Northern Ireland. Psalm 82, 3-4 says, "Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked." John Kluge, a Christian teacher in Indiana, says he was forced to resign from Brownsburg High School after refusing to follow a transgender district policy. The policy requires teachers to address students pretending to be the opposite gender by their preferred names and pronouns. Kluge said his religious beliefs were violated since he was required to encourage students in what he described as a dangerous lifestyle. Kluge told the Huffington Post that this was an attack on his constitutional rights.
"I feel the compelled speech of forcing a teacher to take a side on this very highly controversial topic is a violation of our First Amendment rights."
Last week, Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards signed the most restrictive abortion legislation, banning the murder of unborn babies in most cases after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The law faces a legal challenge, but would sentence someone who kills a baby after 15 weeks to 10 years in prison with a fine of up to $100,000. Unlike President Barack Obama, the Trump administration has refused to acknowledge June as, quote-unquote, LGBT Pride Month. Organizations supporting sexual perversions, like the Human Rights Campaign Fund, decried the lack of recognition by President Trump. California lawmakers are considering Assembly Bill 2943, which would ban conversion therapy for people experiencing unwanted same-sex attractions. The bill also prohibits material that would help free people from these vile passions, prompting the concern that the bill would even ban the Bible. The only committee hearing open to public testimonies is scheduled for June 12th. Liberty Council is holding a Day of Action rally at the state's capitol that day, featuring testimonies of individuals saved from sexually perverted lifestyles, as well as prayer and messages by Christian leaders. Despite man's attempts, Isaiah 40, verse 8 reminds us that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. And finally, Cody Downs, a Jasper County Sheriff's deputy in Texas, received a call about a burning house last Saturday, which had a 3-year-old girl trapped inside. Downs charged into the blaze, rescuing the girl. Afterwards, the deputy said, quote, "I felt joy because I found the child and she was alive and she was breathing. And by the grace of God, you know, he put her under a blanket. I firmly believe that God wrapped a blanket around that child to keep her from getting injured," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, June 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.